We're on Daf Tzadi, Amud Aleph, the top of the Daf. We're in the midst of the question that the Gemara posed. Let's just go over the question, and I'm going to have to speak a little bit outside. Basically, this long Rashi that you see in the Daf, on the beginning of Daf Tzadi, we're going to speak it out outside. First is giving a Hakdama to the whole Indian so we could answer this question. The question was, we had a Braisa that says one person went and put out the Korban Pesach. So what he does now, the other people who want to join, they took money, and they set aside money for the Korban Pesach, and now they gave him this money. The money that they gave him is now cooling. The money is cooling. So Rav Oshia asked on the other day, he says he doesn't understand. The Korban Pesach is hegdish. You put it aside. The money was also hegdish. You put it aside. Now, this is one of the foundations of kachin. When you have something, by the way, let's just bring it first and then you can understand more. In Shemitah, right? We have Shemitah year coming up this year. There's a concept called hatfasa. When you have Kedushas Shviyas in one hand and you buy it with money, the Kedushas Shviyas is chal on that money. When you use that money for something else, the money is transferred, the Kedusha is transferred onto the next thing, and the money becomes kolin, and so on. It has to keep on transferring. Now, in order for Hatfasa to work, you're transferring something that has Kedusha onto something that doesn't have Kedusha, and then the thing that had Kedusha returns back to its non-Kedusha, its kolin level. This is called Hatfasa. We find it with Shvitz, and we find it with Kachin. So again, when I take money that has been consecrated for a korban, and I want to buy a korban with it that's chulin, what has to happen in order for that money to be chulin, it has to latch onto something that is not kodesh, that is chulin, in order to make the kedusha money chulin. So let's just say it one more, explain it one more time. I have money. When I buy a korban, what happens to that money that has kedusha, that I set aside? It's called hegdish money. I decide this money is for my korban. Has hegdish. I can't use it for anything. The only way to get that money chulin is to buy an animal that is not consecrated yet. Now the kedusha of the money is matfis onto the animal, and the money goes to chulin. The problem over here is that Rav Oshia asks, I have money that's been set aside. It's kedusha on it. It's hegdish. I have a behemoth that's set aside. The price says, I take the money, I give it to the owner of the behemoth, and he can do whatever he wants to it. Meaning the money became chulin. The question of more is, how? This is going against one of the foundations of kachin. How did this money become chulin? The only way the money can become chulin if it's matzis onto something that wasn't kodesh. That's the question of the Gemara. Again, I have my money, Yaakov has the Pesach. The Pesach is consecrated. My money was put aside, consecrated for Pesach. I give him the money. The money becomes chulin. How? That's the question. Now, basically, there's two ways one can answer this question. Either the Pesach offering wasn't completely consecrated, or the money wasn't completely consecrated. It's the only way to answer it, right? Either the money was kind of chulin, it was given like on Tanai, or the Pesach wasn't completely hegdish. It was a mammon bialin thing. That's the two approaches that the Gemara is going to take, and it's going to be a machloket on how to learn up Rebbe. Now, what's the problem of learning up Rebbe? There's a Mishnah that we're going to have being quoted from Tumor. Now, this Mishnah is important. We have a concept that there's certain things, certain businesses or money that you have that you're not allowed to buy a korban with. One of them is selling dogs, and the other is the wages of a zona. Wages of a zona and the price of a dog and the wages of purchasing a dog. This money cannot go for a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah in Tamora brings down very interesting. If you already have a korban, you can use that korban to pay the wages of a zona. Okay, even though I'm not allowed to use the wages of the zona, but it's all going to come clear in the Gemara. I'm just giving the Hakdamar, because it's very choppy, the Gemara. If you already have a korban, that could be paid. Now, there's two ways of learning that Mishnah. That's going to be the Machlokes. Oh, so that's going to be a machloket. What is that Mishnah talking about? And the consecrated korban can be used for the wages for a zona. It's a machloket. Rav Oshi is going to learn, it's talking about a Pesach. Abaye is going to learn, it's not talking about a Pesach. And according to that, that's going to be the Nachmin and Bevi. Just hold on to that. We're going to see it all inside, and we'll answer it. So again, the question is, money that was set aside for a Korban Pesach. I'm using it to buy my portion of the Korban Pesach that goes to Chulin. How does it go to Chulin? How does it go to Chulin? Omer Abaye, top of the top. If it wasn't for the fact that Rav Oshia set up that Mishnah in Timur, where you have a korban that's being used as for the wages, the payment of a Mises Znut, they didn't set up that Mishnah except it's on a Pesach. And what did I do? I bought the Pesach. Someone else owed a zona money, and for obvious reasons. And for that money that he owes her, he counts on this Pesach. Okay? That's allowed. He said that's what the Mishnah is talking about. If it wasn't for the fact that he learned like that, and therefore he's learning Rebbe, that Rebbe, let me just tell you what Rebbe says. Rebbe says that you could use, when I have my Pesach, I set aside my Pesach, people pay me the money, I could do whatever I want with that money. I could buy shoes with it, I could buy an outfit with it, I could buy anything I want. So he sets it up as Rebbe. Why does it work that my Korban Pesach I could use for the wages of the Zona? Because Rebbe, according to Rav Oshia, holds that the Korban Pesach is Mamon Bailin. It's my Mamon. It's mine. It's like Chulin. That's how he sets it up. So again, let's hear the answer according to Rav Oshia. The way that Rav Oshia sets up the Mishnah Timur is going to force him to learn Rebbe that Pesach is Mamon Bailin. If Pesach is my money, that answers the question over here. Because if Pesach is Mamon Bailin, it's an aspect of Chulin to it. When someone gives me money that has Kedusha on it into my Korban Pesach, my Korban Pesach is Chulin. And therefore that money becomes Chulin now. It was Machtis onto my Korban Pesach. That's what Abaye says. If it wasn't for the fact that Rav Oshia set up the mitzvah for Pesach and Rebbe and answers this question like that, however, I would have Mokmin and La Lahi Bekotchim Kali. I would say that Mishnah with the Zona, what was it talking about? Not Korban Pesach. It was talking about Shlomim. Guy had Shlomim, and he had extra meat from his Shlomim, and therefore he paid the Zona with his Shlomim meat. And that's how it is. So the Mishnah is not talking about a Pesach. Oh, what do you do with Rebbe over there? There's a different way to learn with Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe holds that if I sell off my Korban Pesach, the money, I could do whatever I want with. So something's got to go. Either the Korban Pesach or the money. So Rav Oshia learns, it's the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach is the mammon of the violin. A buyer holds no. What Rebbe holds over here is not that the Korban Pesach is the Mamon Bailin. No, Korban Pesach is Hegdish. You can't do anything. But the money that a person put aside, he put aside B'Tanai, on condition, when I buy my Korban Pesach, that person who gets the money can use it for whatever he wants. And that would be the answer to our question. So again, what was the question originally? How in the world is this money that's Hegdish on a Korban that's Hegdish becomes Korban? Just two ways to learn it. Rav Oshia said that's because the Korban Pesach isn't Hegdish. It's Mamon of the Bailin. Since it has a Din of Chulin. So the money is Mafis on the Pesach, and the Chulin becomes, the money becomes Chulin. Abaye is going to learn, no, the Pesach is Kodesh. It's Hegdish. The money is not completely Hegdish. Even though it was put aside for the Korban Pesach, it was put aside with the understanding that when he buys the Pesach, it should be used, the money should be used whatever he wants. That's the two ways. It's all going to be based on how we learn this Mishnah in Timur and Rebbe's Shita. Omer Abaye, I love the Ufer of Oshia Lahi, the Mishnah in Timur, that a Korban can be used after it's consecrated as the wages for a zona. The Mamana Zona Al Pisco, he's learning it on counting in a zona on his Pesach, the Rebbe, and his Shita's Rebbe, he sets up Shita's Rebbe that the Korban Pesach is your own money and you can do what you want with it. Hadi mukminim la, I would set up that mishnah tomorrow, bekotchim kali, like Shlomi. And that's what he used his wages. If you leave it to Rabbi Yossi Galili, this would be according to Rabbi Yossi Galili, diome kotchim kali, mamun balin thing. The mission over there is talking about kotchim kali, which is a Shlomi, which is personal money, and therefore you could use it to pay the wages. Aval, and here's where he's going to have the problem with the pshat and Rebbe. Rav Oshia said the pshat over there was Rebbe held that the Pesach is mamon of the bialim. Abaya is going to be cholik on that pshat. Aval be Pesach, Abaya holds lo mishari inush. When a person consecrates a Pesach, he's not mishari the inush anything on himself. Meaning it's completely too gavoah, it's completely hegdish. The mold, but the money that someone puts aside, vade mishari inush. For sure, a person leaves over something in that money when he sits it aside that it could be used for chulin purposes. The miyakarb is originally ki mafrish. When he's putting aside that money, lahu, adaiti dahakni mafrish. He's doing it on this purpose that it could be used for everyone. Lahu. Veha, and therefore, according to Abaya, that question, Veha, the question that we had on Pesach Samad Beis, is Rebbe. It's also Shita's Rebbe. But how do we learn Shita's Rebbe over there? Umishum achi Moshe b'yadachulun. For that reason, the money is chulin. Because when the person put aside his money, it was put aside on condition that it should go for chulin purposes when the Pesach is bought. Now these parentheses was taken out. It can be read. It's just very wordy. It wasn't needed. But in the thought process, one should speak out the words in parentheses. So normally we don't speak out parentheses, but because of the complexity of the Gemara, it is extra words, but it's not. It's the right shot. Again, the Pesach lo mishari inush. With the Pesach, according to Abaya and Shita's Rebbe, nothing is left aside, meaning it's not mom and bialim. It's completely hegdish. But the money, fadi mishari inush. A person for sure leaves over for himself the ability to use some of that money, the ability that when he pays the money, it should be used for chulin purposes. Vehahi, and that Mishnah in Tumorah that says that the korban can be used for the wages of a maaser znut, the kaimoki la Rebbe Yoshia k'Rebbe, that Rebbe Yoshia set it up like Rebbe, and it's a korban Pesach. Lo makminin le ana k'Rebbe. We're not going to set it up like Rebbe. There's a bias speaking. Because of the Pesach, there is no personal aspect of me in it. When I set it aside, I didn't leave anything over for myself. It's completely likavoah. Uba moas, but with money, mishari inish. But the money was set aside. Veha. So again, Abaya. How do we learn up? Pay tech, Amid Beit, the case of our case, why did the money go to Chulin? Lake Lukme Kuvebi Yossi. Our case, we can't set up like Rebbe Yossi. It would be very nice. Say the case is Kotchim Kali. That case did not pay tech. Why not? It's on the Kotchim Kali, the Kagiga. Vaha Lake Lukme Kuvebi Yossi. Taha Tani Ba, because the second part of the price, the Sefer, Hamoka Los of Ishlam of Loa Sevalokum. We mentioned if someone does business deals, he sells off his Ola and Shlomim, he didn't do anything. Now, according to Rebbe Yossi, that Kachin Kali is your own to do whatever you want. The safer the price, it should be Yossi. It's not like Yossi, Rebbe Yossi. Therefore, we say it's not Rebbe Yossi. Vahashta, Yukma Rebbe Yossi, Lahi, Bebeman, Zon, Al Pisco. And now that we see that Rebbe Yossi set up he, that's calling it the case in Tumura. When you appointed, you counted in the zona on his Pesach, the Rebbe he, what do we see from that? Shma minah de svirile, we see from Rav Oshia, the afilo Pesacha, the Pesacha mishari inush. We see that the Pesach people leave over, and therefore it's considered the moment of the filing, and the Pesach is what is considered chulin. Period. Okay. The Gemara now is going to explain what's the case in Tumor and what's the case in Rebbe's case, which is interesting that we just spoke it all out, assuming that we knew it all. That's what Rashi came to do over here, and now we're going to explain it out. So really, the question in the Gemara before, sounds complicated, but it gets easier as the concepts sink in. We had a problem before with the Korban Pesach. I set aside my Korban Pesach. Rav Yaakov set aside his money. He gives the money to me on my Korban Pesach. The money's chulin. How does it work? So there's one of two ways. Either the Korban Pesach is my mammon, it's chulin, or the money has the chulin aspect of it. That's the machloket. Rav Oshia sets up everything that the Korban Pesach is the mammon of the bialim. It's mine. It's not l'gavoa. And therefore, when Rav Yaakov gave the money, which is hegdish, to my Korban Pesach, the money is matfis on my Korban Pesach, and therefore the money goes to chulin, and I can do whatever I want with it. That's how Rav Oshia learns, answers the question. Abaya, how does he answer the question? Abaya says, no. The Korban Pesach is 100% ligvoa. Nothing is left over for a person. It is nothing you can do with it. It's hegdish. The money that Rav Yaakov put aside was put aside on the condition that when he pays it to me, I could be able to do whatever I want with it. So the money wasn't really completely hegdish. The money was chulin to start with. So when he put aside that money and he paid me for my korban, there was no reason for hatfosa to work over here. Because the money was put aside in order to pay for my korban pesach, and then I could do whatever I want with it. So that's the two approaches to the answer. Either the korban wasn't really kodesh, or the money wasn't really kodesh. That's what's set aside. Now Rashi is going to speak out everything we just said outside, and then we'll see the Gemara in tomorrow, the Mishnah in tomorrow, and Rebbe's Shita. Omer Abaya, he loved the Upa Rev Oshia, lahai de tanan lekaman. If Rev Oshia did not set up that Mishnah, the Esnan chal amukdashim, that the Mishnah that says Esnan means the wages of a Mises Nut, that's an Esnan. You're not allowed to bring use that money in the base of Mikdash, but the Mishnah says the wages chal amukdashim, something that's already consecrated, we'll see if it deserves a kasut. That he sets it up, that what kind of mukdashim is it? It's his Pesach, that he counts the zona in on his Pesach, piesnana, for her wages. Even though a person cannot also something that's not his, we're going to say that the wages falls on it, if he's going to set it up like Rebbe, which is going to say that the Pesach is his. The Korban Pesach is his. It's not Kivoa. If it's Kivoa, to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can't usher it. Okay. For Rebbe, he. His Rebbe Oshia holds Rebbe the Eidle Pesach Mammon Bailin. He holds it's Mammon Bailin. Why is it going to be called? I'm shouting Rebbe. Who? Tiome Lakama. This it says later on in Shita's Rebbe, Av Mikitei Mekach, that he could, you could even use it for whatever you want to buy. The money that I get for my Korban Pesach, I could use for whatever I want. How is it? It must be that I can sell off my Pesach. My Pesach is what I can sell it off for. It's a Rav Oshia Shita. She'im Yemai Lo Maos, if you ran out of money, Labala Pesach, the owner of the Korban Pesach, Lika Cholot Vitalit, you could buy clothes, Memona Akermi Moala Pesach, by appointing, by signing up other people on his Pesach, he could use that money. He can take the money and use it for whatever he wants. Alma, what do you see from there? From Jesus Rebbe? Shalom. The Korban Pesach, he says, do whatever he wants. Therefore, he's able to usher it by using it for the wages of an Esnan, for a Zona. That's how, if it wasn't for the fact that Rebbe Oshia set him up like that, and that's shot in Rebbe, I would have set up Rebbe completely different. Now it's a bias speaking in Rashi. This is a bias speaking. I've learned that Mishnah, the Esnana, the Ketiyed Zan, the Kochim Kali. He's talking about the guy had a Korban Shlomi, and he's giving it a piece of the Korban Shlomi for the wages. Shenotzen la Shlomi bi Esnana. V'yesh bi Adol Yosso. And he's allowed to usher his Korban Shlomi if he wanted to. Why? Rebbe Yossi, the Omer Bepera Kama, the Baba Kama, Kochim Kali, Mammon Bali, me. This is mine. V'hai matnitin d'dil'el, the Ketani Mos Chulinu. Now, according to Abaya, the price we had above that says the Mos goes to Chulin, Havi Makminin Kerebi. I could learn it like Rebbe, but not like the way Rav Osher learned like Rebbe. Rav Osher was forced to learn Rebbe that the Pesach is the moment of the Bali. I'm not going to learn like that, because I don't have to learn tomorrow like him. V'havi amina d'hai d'shari Rebbe l'sot tzorkot. B'mos lav mishum de Pesach eit le'i shir b'kdushoso. And the fact that Rebbe says that you could use the money that I sold off my Korban Pesach for it, to do whatever I want, is not because the Pesach eit le'i shir b'kdushoso. That I left over aspects of the Kedusha of the Pesach, lead for its Kedusha to Mamos Bechul and Shabbat? No. Ela Mishum Dezesh Mepharish Hamos Shari B'Kedusha. The one who put aside the money left over in its Kedusha also. L'tetet Mitet Chulin L'Bal Pesach. In order that the money that he gives is Chulin to the Bal Pesach. V'Halecha L'Ukme K'Rebbe Yossi. Now the case, in our case, we cannot set up like Rebbe Yossi. Because it says if you sell off your shlamim, you didn't do anything. We can learn the Esnan like Rebbe. Over Pesach, lo haiti mukila, to lo habitai the diet of the Pesach, lo Rebbe momun balimi. But I'm not going to hold that idea that Rebbe holds that the Pesach is momun balimi. Shabbi yadali also that you could offer it. The lo mishari inish. Abaya holds that you don't leave over any Kedusha in the Korban Pesach. I mean, you don't leave over anything for yourself, then it's completely Kodesh. The Kedusha Saguf, the Behema, the time of the Rebbe, this is according to Abaya. The Yomah Af, Mekidei Mekach, that he says you could use whatever you want from the money that people gave you to be part of your Pesach. Mishum the most Mishari Enosh. It's because the money that was set aside from people, they left over. The Tetet, the different words, Matanat Chinam. What happened was, I set aside my Pesach. It's completely consecrated. The money that Rav Yaakov gave, according to Rav Ash, is using it, when he gives me the money, it's a Matanat Chinam. It's a Matanat, and I count him in. It's kind of like a back end. It's not that you pay me for the Pesach. You're giving me a gift, and I'm giving you a gift, and I'm giving you part of my Pesach. The Bechezgar Chulin. The money that he put aside is Chulin, really. Umiyakara Daita Dahaki Yifashenam. That's what he put aside for Mishum Achi Chulin Hay. The Zeisha Hefish Lapischa. This one I put aside for his Pesach. Fiakach Himenu Achem. When I count others on it, it's for Matana Ba'alma. Everything's really a Matana. He gives me money Matana. I give him part of my Pesach as a Matana, and therefore the money's Chulin. Vahadi Ehev Lahu Vahanach Ehev Le Maos Chulin Matana to Matana to Mana Zona, and therefore when he counts a zona under it, it's a matano shebi yadalimachov, because he can't sell it. To ain asnan chalav. Hask yukmi Rav Osher, but sheet is Rav Osher. This Rashi is going to sheet is Rav Osher. La'arib of a mana zona al pisco. He learns what's going on in Pesach. The little aleph ukurevi. Al mekaisam Rav Osher Pesach gufi lerevi mamon bialin. He owes his mamon bialin. The sheminan minei the feel of a Pesach mishari inush. He holds that the Korban Pesach now, Mishra Enosh. It's not completely hegdish. I left over things. Kol Shechin Mos. Oh, so much more so Mamos. The Kol Shechin Demetzin Liyuk Me'ak, the Ketani Mos, Shebiyado Kulin, Kerebi. We can learn like Rebbe over here. The Pesach Kulin, no. The Pesach is the Kulin. V'yachol Lemokvo Mos, Shaloso Achem Kulin Havi. It's also Kulin. V'lech Liyuk Shehech Hegdish Kala Hegdish. There's no question how it's Hegdish Kala Hegdish. The Tehla Kulin. It's all Kulin. According to this answer. Okay, that's basically the two answers to the question. Is how was Hegdish, Chalal Hegdish? One answer is, the Pesach wasn't Hegdish. Nothing was Hegdish over here. The Pesach wasn't Hegdish, and therefore it's not a problem. The other answer was, the money wasn't Hegdish, and therefore it wasn't the money. So one of the two has to go, and that's the Machloket, Rabbi Oshia and Abaya. Now the Gemara, which I guess assumed that we knew this Mishnah very well, introduces this Mishnah that we've been talking out with the wages of an Esnan. That was one of the problems of laning this stuff, that one goes through this first part and there's a Mishnah. I guess again, we're expected to know all our Mishnayos well, even in tomorrow. That was the complexity of the Mishnah, because it had to be spoken out, which was exactly what Rashi did. He spoke everything out very nicely. Now when a person here's this Gemara. So when you go through Rashi now a second time, everything fits in. We're not going to do that. Do it on your own. Mahi. Mahi the Rebbe Yosha. What was Rebbe Yosha? Where was he coming from? The Tanan. Here's the Mishnah we were talking about. Natan la muktashim v'yesnana hari ze mutar. To give her from your consecrated animal as the esnana, the wages for the mitzvah's note, hari in the mutar. It's still mutar. Everything is mutar over here. Also techulin, but if you have birds that are chulin, hari elu asur. These birds now become forbidden to be brought into the base of Mikdash. Shahaya bitin. It should be logical. We're going to see it's kizeres akasos. You have one thing that there's a kal v'chomer here, but a pasuk's going to take away the kal v'chomer. Shahaya bitin. It should be bitin. Ma imuktashim shamum posel behem. A korban, regular korban behema. A mul is a mum. Any mum is going to be posel to them. Janus non umachia, and not the wages of a zona. Umachia and the selling of a dog, chaleh, yet it's not going to usher it. So, ofot, birds, she'ena mum posel them. They don't have the dinim of mumim. Eino din, shouldn't it be logical? She'ena esnan umachia chaleh, it shouldn't be that they're chaleh them. You shouldn't be able to bring them up. They shouldn't be usher. Oh, Talmud Lomer, it says, l'chol neder. On the pasuk of an esnan, you bring it up for any neder. L'chol l'boreda ofot. So even though it makes sense that ofot should be allowed as the wages of a zona, we have a pasuk lechol to include in ofot. That even though we're logically saying it should be, nope, there's a custom. Oh. Now we know that ofot are an itzer. They're not non-consecrated chulin ofot. If it was used as the wages of a zona, you can't bring it up as a korban. Let's bring the kavakom the other way. Kavakomun muktashim. Let's take ofot and usher muktashim. Something that is already kind of consecrated. Miata. Ma ofot, just like ofot she'ein ha-mum posel behem. They're not so severe. Mum is not going to be poselim. And yet, v'yesnan v'machi chal lehem. They are going to usher them. So muktashim, a korban, whatever korban this is, she'amum posel behem, that a mum is going to posel them. Eino din, it should be misvora, she has done umachi chalim. They should be usher. And yet the Mishnah says they're not usher. Talmud lomer lechol neder. Anything that you make a neder with, parat to exclude lindur. Something that you already made a neder on. Meaning, what's going to usher it? Something that you made a neder for. You're going to make a neder. But something that you already made a neder on, something that was already consecrated, not. It's not going to fall on. So Elam Miata. So now we see the Elam Taima, the whole reasoning why this Muktashim is Mutter from Svor to be Usher, but it's Mutter. Diksivakman and Neder. Because the Torah said Neder. Hai Lav Haki. If we didn't have a Gezeres HaKasuv, Havi Mina Muktashim, Chal Itzer Esnan Aleim. We'd say that the Muktashim can Chal Itzer on them. Now we have a problem. I can only Usher something that's mine. I can't take something of Yehuda's and usher it. I have no reshut on it. So what muktashim is mine that I can usher it? Because the habeas, if it wasn't for the gzeres hakasuv, I'd usher this muktashim by giving it to his owner. But muktashim is Hashem's. So achal it says not on them. Ein adam usher davishena shalom. If it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mammon givoa, I can't usher it. This muktashim must be something that's mine to usher. On that, Omer Rev Oshia b'mamana zona al pischa b'revihi. It's talking about a korban pesach, and it's Revi that's going to hold that a korban pesach is mamon b'alim heim. Of course, the Bible is going to learn it that the case is Revi Yoshi that holds shlamim is a din mamon. He can get out of all Mishnah. But the way Rev Oshia sets it up, this case of something that's already been set aside that I can usher. If it wasn't for Gezeres HaKasuv, must be a Pesach. But Rebbe he. Oh, that's where Rebbe Oshia got his whole din from. And therefore, he learns up that a Korban Pesach is Mamon Bailim Haim. And therefore, if you wanted to usher it, you can. Just the Gezeres HaKasuv prevents it. Ma Rebbe, where is Shita's Rebbe that he sets up that Rebbe must be talking about the Pesach is Mamon of the Baal? Ma Rebbe, the time you have the pasuk is im yemayda bayit miyot miser. If there's too few people in the house to have a set, therefore you can sell it off to other people, include other people in. So we learn, Tanakhama learns, Hachayehu Miseh. Mehayom Miseh, you can take money, Hachayehu Miseh, only for the purposes of the Korban can you use the money for. Mikdeh Chila, to feed it, you could use it. V'lo Mikdeh Mekah. But you're not allowed to use that money for anything else. That's Shittas Tanakhama. Rev Yomer Af, Mikdeh Mekah, you can even use it for anything you want. She'im ein lo, if he has no money to buy anything, but he has his korban Pesach, mimona achim, or you could sign up someone else underneath the malpitzcho, v'acha gigaso, umos v'yado chulin, the money's chulin, because I could do whatever I want with it. She'amanat kein atishu yisrael pitzcheyem. That's the reason why I set aside my Pesach, that if I need to sell it off for money, for personal reasons, I'm allowed to. Oh, we see clearly, Revi Shita is, a Pesach is mammon of a person, and therefore Rev Oshia sets up the case in Tamura like that. Once the Pesach is kulin, that's why the original question, the money that was hegdish, can be chal and go into on the Pesach, and that could be kulin. Now we have a side machloket right now in Shita's Revi. Rabbi Revi Zera. The machloket. Chachamim says you cannot use the money that you got for the korban Pesach except for the needs of the Pesach. Rebbe says you can use it for whatever you want. And stav the machloket is the korban mamon givoa or is the korban Pesach mamon bali? Chadomer be'etzim l'tzlis or kuliyam l'pligi. The wood that you need to roast it, no one argues. Even she says Chachamim holds that's the need of the korban. The kevan tikanta the Pesach. Since it's for the needs of the Pesach, it's like the Etzem Pesach itself. What they argue on is Matsumora. It's an Achila Chriti. Now, this Gemara is complicated enough, but this Machloket over here goes into a lot of what is the status of Mora B'Zmanazeh. If it's a mitzvah, can they ask him or not? There's some that learn from over here. One kid, be Ma'ayan over here. So there's a lot of e-union going on. First time around, though, I think we have to get the pshat. But by and hold, it's an achila chriti. It's not part of the etzim korban Pesach. Therefore, the money that you have from the korban Pesach, you can't use for matzah and more. Very so, no, keva dahakshiri the Pesach. Since it's part of the etzim Pesach, you eat it together. Who could goof at the Pesach, tell me? It's like the korban Pesach itself. Zecharamen, no, but matzah and more, nami kuliyam alo pligi. No one argues. Even if it's coming all it's part of the Etzim Korban. Tiksiva Matsum Moram Yachlo. You have to eat it together. Tikeva de Makshiri de Pesach. Since it's part of the Pesach, Ninu ke Pesach Tami. Ki Pligi Lekach Bokhalak Likach Botalat. They're arguing to buy clothing. Vaban and Sarve Meheyot Meseh. Only things that are for the Seh Omer Rachmana. Lechayehu Meseh. For the purpose of the Seh. For Rebbe Sova Hahi. You could use it for yourself. Rashi. Hari Elu Mutarim. Kidilav the common Ofot. Tarim Ubne Yonah Shainu Muktashim. Shamun Pasal Behem. With a Korban paid with a Muktashim. A Mul is Pasal Behem. The Ah. Muktashim Ein Esnan Kalem. Kidilav the common Ofos Chulin. Shamun Ein Pasal Behem. So that was where we got the logic from. Logically, it should be that it should be usher, and that's why we're going to say if you can usher it, it must be yours, and that's why Rav Oshia sets it up like Rebbe that the korban pesach is yours. How is that? So in Shita's Rebbe, Rashi, v'im yimata bayit, if you didn't have enough people in the house. To imiu mos muatim, you don't have enough money. Labala pesach for the one who owns the pesach. Miot miseh she'ein lo b'mali knot l'tzorche pesach. He doesn't have enough money to lechakol. Ushchenu akor velobeto yikach money mishchenu. The imnal pesach, you could take money from a neighbor and count him under his pesach. The yikach mina mos mashu tzorche lepesach. He could use that money now. So mikdei achila. Tanakama holds only Nikidei Achila. In Yetzalom Mal She'ein Lo B'Mali Kak Tzorchi Echila Pesach Kegon Eitim. You can only use it for the Tzorchi of the Pesach. Like Eitim Litzloso V'Shai Hu L'Mal, for that you can do it for. V'lo Mikdei Mekmekak. She'im Ein Lo Mal L'Sukhoi Einu V'Shai L'Mkor Pesach L'Kak. You're not allowed to sell the Pesach for any other needs. The Kuliyama, we held everybody, no one argues, Tanakama, Chachamim, and Rebbe, that the money that you got for the Korban Pesach, Tiechal Limnot Acherim, Likach B'mos Ma, Eitzim. Everybody holds you could use the Eitzim. Hachayehu L'se, because it's for the needs of the Pesach itself. Asatzorki Pesach Minamos. Okay, so that was again how Rev Oshia learns the Mishnah in Tumor. He learns the Mishnah in Tumor is talking about a Pesach, and a tzit is Rebbe, and the Pesach is your own, and you can usher it, and therefore the Korban, therefore it was something that you could give as the wages of the Etznan. It was only the Gezeres HaKasuf that prevents it from being usher. And therefore, how does he learn that the Korban Pesach is Mamun Bailin? The tzit is Rebbe. And that's the answer to both the Kasha that we had before. How is chulin money? How is money that was set aside going to become chulin? Because the Pesach itself, the money could be matfis onto the Pesach itself. Or as Rashi says, it's all matanas. What about Abaya? Ula Abaya, what is the problem with Abaya? Abaya, how is Abaya going to learn up Shita's Rebbe? Right? Ula Abaya, Diomer, Ilav, Diukmi, Revoshi, Lahi, B'mamana, Zona, Ala Pisho. If it wasn't for the fact that Rav Oshia learned the Mishnah in Tumor that it's talking about a Pesach for Rebbe He, Havi Makminim La Bekachin Kali, I learned it like Rebbe Yossi, nice and easy. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Tumor is talking about a Shlomim, and a Shlomim is my own. It's the owner. The owner owns it. It's not Likavor. So therefore, he could use it as the wages of his own. You don't have to come on to Rebbe. That he learns it like that. It's their own personal things. Ababa Pesach. Abaya held the Korban Pesach lo mishari inush. He doesn't leave over anything for us, meaning it's completely likuvoa. It's not his mamon. Hagitani behetya. Wait a second, we just learned explicitly in Shita's Rebbe, Sha'amanat came at Disha Yisrael b'psechem. The reason why, remember, Rebbe says that I could sell off my Korban Pesach to other people and use the money for whatever I want, because on condition, that's why I set up my Pesach. It's clear that Rebbe is holding that the Korban Pesach is the Mammon of the Bali name. What does Abaya do with that? Oh, Abaya says, no, Ema, say, not shall Menat kein hakdish Yisrael apischeim. Shiav menat kein hakdish Yisrael maot pischeim. He holds that the Indian is with the money. The question that we had before, the problem is not that the money is hakdish and it's chal and hakdish becomes the chulin. The money was always chulin. It was our condition when a person puts aside his money for the Pesach offering, he puts it a menat that the money should go for whatever he needs. Rashi. Nothing's left over that he holds and cheats his Rebbe that a Korban Pesach is not his own. But we see from Rebbe that the Pesach is the money balling. Now, this is what he accounted with his Pesach. The money was chulin. And the whole idea that we explained in Rashi, it's all matanas. He could buy his whatever he wants, his own needs for it. It's all matana the way the Rashi learns it. The whole question that we started with, how does money that takes this is chal on a korban? It was all wrong. The money was always chul in hain. It was on the condition that if he wants to give the money as a matana, he gives it.